If you've spent more time than usual scrubbing the tiles in your kitchen or bathroom, you have the 1918 influenza to thank. Yeah, I know that needs some explaining. At the turn of the 20th century, the world was being ravaged by disease, the so-called Spanish flu and tuberculosis. Around that same time, scientists were developing germ theory, the understanding that many diseases were caused by these tiny things we could not see, germs, and one way to fight them was to keep everything really clean. Home design followed suit.
The whole modern movement basically came out of how do we make our places almost hospital clean.
Lloyd Alter is a design historian and professor at Ryerson University School of Interior Design in Toronto. He says 1918 changed everything in home design.
And so suddenly you had big windows, you got rid of all the Victorian smuts and stuff that filled everybody's houses, you got an era of minimalism, and you got tiled, cleanable, washable bathrooms.
Alter says this impulse to keep everything clean explains some design choices from the period that may seem odd to us now. For example, minimalist designer Le Corbusier put a sink in the hallway of one of his most famous homes in France. A few months ago, that may have sounded crazy, but now it sort of makes sense. Lloyd Alter says those features live on in our homes, even today.
You know, we no longer put sinks right in the hall, but everybody now has powder rooms often in larger houses. They have powder rooms on the main floor right inside the front entrance.
It's not that much of a stretch to imagine that today's coronavirus outbreak could influence the way future homes are designed. Alter says we may see buildings with contactless pathways where you rarely have to touch knobs or buttons to get around. And back to our bathrooms, those may change too.
Everybody now just tries to squeeze everything in the tiniest possible space and puts the sink right next to the toilet so that when you flush the toilet, all the fecal coliform bacteria get spread around the room. I know in many countries, and I think in particular the UK, people keep the toilet in a water closet. They keep it separate from the sink. But I do believe this should become the standard of design everywhere.
Who knows? We may even see Le Corbusier's sink in the hallway take hold. What's old is new again. As for design historian Lloyd Alter, he's a man ahead of his time.
I have always had a sink in the hall. That sink of Le Corbusier's influenced me profoundly. And right now I have a sink in the hall outside the bathroom so that whenever you go by, you're reminded, wash your hands.
What I want to know is what happened in the 1970s with the arrival of shag carpeting in bathrooms. I can't even. Anyway, we'll have to tackle that one another day. Today, that's all we got time for. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Is it Friday yet? We'll see you tomorrow.